angels, when they come to collect us, they'll see them. Wipe out the earth, but don't touch... This is the Bible, incidentally. Wipe out the earth, but don't touch those who are sealed with the seal. Revelation. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We were having a picnic once in the car with the kids. An English picnic in the car. And eating with all the kids. And one of the kids said to me, "Oh yeah, I don't want this." And I was sort of eating something, you know, I'm concentrating. So yeah, I don't want this. And I said, "Oh, yeah, pass it to me. What is it?" And it was an open, soggy, wet, Dairy Lee cheese triangle. And I thought, "Oh, what am I going to do with that?" And the window was open. So I thought, "Oh." And I said, "It. This ugly bike bloke." On his shoulder. And I looked around, he knew something, did him. And we were cracking up, laughing, screaming, laughing. He said, "What, watching this bloke pedal off?" With our Dairy Lee cream cheese triangle on his shoulder. And the kids said, "Ah, catch him up. Oh, we're catching up. Absolutely ill laughing. He knew somebody touched him, didn't know what. He'd gone off into the distance, marked by me. Wasn't aware of it himself, but everyone else knew. And we want to pray with you. We've got 300 Dairy Lee cheese triangles that we'd like to slap on you this morning. From heaven." So shall we pray? I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. This is your opportunity. The days are evil. You won't get loads of these. I don't know how many. You know, hey, I hope you live your life out. I'd be very surprised if you do. I'd be very surprised if I do. It's out of control. Jesus is coming back. This is serious. First and foremost, let's sort this. Are you saved? Or just in a Christian family? Are you going to heaven? Do you know it? Have you been to the cross of Jesus? Have you been washed in the blood yet? Washed in his blood. So you're white. Yeah, I know I'm white. I know I'm going to heaven. I've known I've been going to heaven since I was 17. Do you know? Well, I'd like to think I am. Not good enough. I know I am. I know I'm right with God. Jesus has prayed for me. If you come to that point yet, yeah, I'm born again. I might fail sometimes, but I'm born again. No doubt. Let's pray about it first. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us and want us to go to heaven. You came to this earth to rescue us from this evil generation, this evil age, and we want to be rescued from it. We need to be rescued from it, or it'll destroy us. Lord, we reach out for you that you would rescue us from it now. Anyway, you do that with your hands now. If you know, "I need forgiveness, I want to know I'm going to heaven, I want to know that I'm saved," you lift your hand up to God now and reach out. And let him see that hand and let him get hold of it. Reach out into the air, because God's in the air. The Holy Spirit's here. He'll see your hand, and your hand is saying, "I want to go to heaven. I don't want any doubts. I'm a sinner. I want to be forgiven now." You lift your hand up nice and high for Jesus to see. No one else is looking. No one's bothered. But Jesus is very bothered. And you will be very bothered if you don't. You lift your hand up to God and get hold of him now. Jesus, you see these hands and you see the lives behind them. We ask you, from what you did on the cross, take hold of these hands now. Take hold of these lives and souls and drag them on board. Get them on the ark and shut the door behind them. We don't mind shut doors, Lord, as long as you're on the right side of them. Get them in, Lord. Save them into heaven. None of us deserve this. It's a gift, so reach out and get it. Lord, move in every heart, we pray, in Jesus' name. Okay, put your hands down. Right, here's another opportunity you might to come forward and get some prayer for these. One is, you need boldness to preach. You want to preach, you want to speak, you want to witness for God. But you don't do it, because it's scary, because it feels like the world hates us. Because guess what? The world hates us. It does. It hated the first disciples too. Jesus had an answer for them. The Holy Spirit, clothed with power from on high. Is that how you describe yourself? "I'm clothed with power from on high." Well, that's the only way you'll ever speak for God, is to have that power upon you, so that it comes out when you speak. When you begin to speak for God, there's fire. And if that's you, then you come up this side, pray for you, to be able to speak for God, witness for God, preach as well. Some of you want to preach. This country needs evangelists, male and female, a lot more evangelists, a lot more preachers. And you might be them. You probably are. Right, and then this side, I think for those who want to be, filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, let's say the middle. Those of you who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, sealed by God, and you want to live the lifestyle of God, you want to live the worshipping lifestyle, you're letting go in the middle. You're letting go of the world, the attraction of it. That might mean getting rid of your mobile, doing something dramatic. Get your computer out of your bedroom, get your telly out of your bedroom. I don't know, I'm not going to tell you. The Holy Spirit needs to tell you. You do it out of love for God or not at all. Do it because the Lord's told you or not. But you're letting go of something coming here. Or someone. Or some thought or some idea. Yeah, do you know what? I've always thought, till I get married, what is that? Why is that? It's called an idol. No, you need to get hold of Jesus Christ with both hands. Today, in the middle. And then this side is for those of you who need to get baptized. You haven't been baptized in water. If I said, who believes in Jesus here? You put your hand up and say, I believe in Jesus. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, go and preach the gospel to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. What are you saying if you're not baptized, you're not saved? I don't know. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. If you believe in Jesus, what are you waiting for? I'm not ready. Ready for what? There's nothing to be ready for. If you believe, you get baptized, ready for Jesus to come back. If you haven't been baptized, and you need to be, you come and stand here, and Chris and Meg will take your names. Because you need to be. If you don't believe in Jesus, don't get baptized. If you do, you get baptized. That's what Christians do. I was baptized in the River Tees before they cleaned it up, and I still go at night. But anyway, it's true. Okay, should you do that then? Whatever group you're in, do you want to come and stand? And we'll pray for you. Stuart, will you come and pray as well, please? And Stuart, will you come as well, please? Stuart, you come as well. And bring Brother Bray. Okay. I don't know whether you want to do some worship or sing, unless you're going to stand against the bed. That's fine. This is the middle. Awesome. The middle is absolutely awesome. Lord, we just want to thank you for your awesome love for us. We thank you for your presence. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would respond to our response, Lord. As we've come forward, they haven't come to me, Lord. They've come to you. They're looking to you, Lord, now for something supernatural from heaven. For a breaking away from the world and a getting hold of you with both hands. For a letting go that we need response from you, Lord. And also these guys who want to preach and witness and be full of fire for you. Want to go up the ends of the earth for you and preach the end of the earth. Lord, we ask you for fire from heaven now. We pray for an awesome sealing and branding with your Holy Spirit, Lord. As we pray for all of these guys now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.